I don't like the necessity of this any more than you do, Mullins, but we don't get to decide. I think it would be more of an injustice not to prepare them as best we can. The alternative is a very steep learning curve should the Krake invade, and many more lives would be lost. Future generations are going to judge us regardless, and I think the records will have to show why we chose to do this. I guess it comes down to the fact that if my daughter were out there, I'd much rather she knew how to handle herself. I'd rather give her the best chance of surviving, instead of keeping her wrapped in a safety bubble. I think they know what's at stake. They've lived through it before.
I'd rather they didn't know.
They're all volunteers. Beyond basic survival, none of them have to do any of these things.
They view it as exciting, Mullins said. They're very impressionable. What concerns me is that we're on a path to becoming a militaristic society, and if anything, history has taught us that those societies don't endure for long. I guess my concern is that I don't want us to go too far down this path without being able to get back to where we should be.
If you'd asked me a couple of years ago, I would have just said that it's my job to make sure we get to a point where we can make those decisions in the future. Mullins looked at Connor without turning his head and arched an eyebrow.
And now?
Kids change you, but that doesn't mean I want to protect them any less. Sure, we teach them survival skills and how to defend themselves, but we also teach them ethics, so that if and when they're called upon to take action, they'll understand why and hopefully be able to live with the decisions they make. It's true for all of us, Connor said, as he returned a wave to several people. I can't make it any plainer than this, Mullins. I'd rather my daughter didn't grow up in a world where she had to keep a gun in her hands, but I'm also not going to keep her away from the knowledge of how to use that gun just in case she needs it. The Krake, the Vemus, and even some of the Avaro, it doesn't matter. The choice will be hers.
The Avaro are still making the case to become colonial citizens, but they're very rigid. It's going to be a challenge to help them acclimate, Mullins said.
Senlian understands this, and so do many of the other faction leaders in the Mikal.
And the Konus? Connor gritted his teeth.
The Konus had tried to absorb the Mikal while testing the CDF's response. Lives had been lost, and the Konus had paid a heavy price, but they didn't seem bothered by it. They'd come out of stasis almost 40 years ago and chosen to live in secret, preparing for the eventuality that the Krake would return here.
It might take the Konus longer to learn. That's putting it mildly, Mullins said. I read the reports. They do love to push the envelope and test whether we'll respond. I spoke to Dana the other day, and she seems to feel that there are things we can learn from the Konus. All I keep thinking about is how much I'd rather they migrated far away from us.
Connor smiled a little and sighed. You know, when I first started dealing with the Avaro, I felt the same way. It took years of working together to build up that trust. I think there's more tolerance for the Avaro in the CDF than there is in the colony itself. So I think it's just going to take time. There are going to be bumps along the way.
I remember you reporting to Dana about the Mikal. But more recently, I've been looking at the history of the NA Alliance and the European Union, as well as their formation. It took a long time for those unions to emerge in such a way that it didn't entirely make the participating nations lose their identities. So I agree with you that it's going to take time, probably a lot of time, as in you and I will be old men by the time it's the norm, Mullins said.
The rest of the day they watched the colonial youth show off their skills and vigor through various activities. Connor recognized the need for the colonial youth to begin learning skills beyond basic survival. They had a say in what their futures would be. Many of them requested various forms of tactical training, and Connor hoped that the balance was there so that the colonists wouldn't become like the Avaro, rigidly viewing the world through a lens that required armed conflict to resolve their problems. These thoughts were new for him, and if they survived the conflict with the Krake, this balance would become his focus.